And it's a pleasure to welcome Kara Schmidt in studio. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
Is this your first time coming in?
It is. Oh, my first time actually being in the station.
That's so hard to believe because we've known you for such a long time,
I
right?
I know. It's awesome.
We're talking Andrew's legacy. But first off, before we get into that, if you're going to a potluck, this is our daily debate. We've all kind of answered this. If you were invited to a potluck, what dish would you be bringing?
Oh, that's tough to say, but I think my kids would say I make a killer pasta salad with tortellini in it.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That sounds very good.
See, my guess would have been small cookies.
Well, yeah, but that only happens once a year.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. So, Kara, we are talking about Andrew's legacy in the upcoming Smile Cookie campaign. For those that might not know, tell us your story about Andrew and how this all came together.
Andrew's Legacy was founded 8 years ago this May when my son Andrew had collapsed on the soccer field. Mm. He had suffered a sudden cardiac arrest, and unfortunately, he didn't come off the soccer field alive. And we realized at that time that there needed to be a defibrillator, and there mm-hmm. was no defibrillators on the soccer field. There was no defibrillators in the school at A.J. Baker School where we were playing.
Wow.
And there needs to be these life-saving equipment everywhere. And our family got together. This is what happened. And it just went from there. And to date, we've donated over 70 defibrillators into public spaces, including soccer fields, churches, baseball diamonds. It's just incredible.
Yeah, that is absolutely incredible. And one thing you guys always benefit from every year is the Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign, which helps pay for these defibrillators.
Yes. So this is our 5th year doing the Smile Cookie campaign, and they did move it from September to May.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's coming up quickly then.
Yes. May 1 to 7.
Ah. And just quickly, before we go on too far, how old was Andrew?
Andrew was 15 years old.
Wow. Just a kid.
Yeah. He had just started IDCI. He was on the football team.
Oh, my God.
He was on the track and field team. And, he had a whole life to live in front of
You probably know a lot more about this than most people. Is how common is it for somebody of a young age like that to experience cardiac arrest?
Cardiac arrest happens more and more each year.
Is that right?
Yeah. And there was a football player, actually, that...
DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah. That's exactly the same thing. Yep. And he is here today because there was a defibrillator there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And CPR was started right away.
Yep.
Wow. Smile Cookies, yes, they are coming up. And you've got a number of ways that people can get involved. Of course, they can go to the restaurant. And this is at the Temsford restaurant, 5th year that you're doing it. But you can also pre-order these as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we decided that we were going to do some pre-orders. We have a contest. And it begins on Sunday, April 23rd, and goes to April the 30th.
Nice.
And you pre-order at the store or online on our website at andrewslegacyforever.ca. And you get entered into a contest. And last year, we had 184 dozen pre-orders.
Wow.
So the trick is you order them before the before Smile Cookie starts.
Yep.
And you have to order 2 dozen, but you get entered into the draw, and you can win a $50 Tim Hortons card, a $100 1160 restaurant, and Landmark 2 passes, and 2 popcorns, and 2 drinks. So it's a really good night on the town.
Yeah, definitely.
Or even for your mother for Mother's Day to take her out.
And then you also get some Smile Cookies too, right? So you can't go wrong.
Yep, 2 dozen Smile Cookies.
And we're speaking with Kara Schmidt this morning from Andrew's Legacy about the upcoming Smile Cookie campaign. And how do people do this? Is all at the website?
Yep, so you can do it in the store, or you can order online on our website.
This really gives the location an opportunity to order the amount of product that they would need to, and how many they have to get done each day, right?
Yeah, it gives us an idea of how many volunteers we need to get in, because we rely heavily on the staff and our volunteers. Yes, we have a professional one here with us today.
I'm volunteered last year, and I remember it was a bit of a learning curve with, like, the icing, but once I got the hang of it, I feel like I was a pro.
Yeah, you did pretty good.
And I just remember just the stack of pre-order forms. Like, they were, like, I was shocked how many we were doing.
Last year, we sold over 18,000 cookies in Temsford alone.
Holy crow!
It's insane, yeah.
So, I mean, where does that rank as far? I'm sure that has to be some sort of a record for our area.
Yes. So the Temsford location has been number one in cookie sales in their marketing area, which includes London, Middlesex.
Nice.
For the past 3 years, because the first year we were number two.
That's amazing.
They are also number one in the percentage of cookie sales in their marketing area.
Oh, man.
So we need to keep this going.
We do, yes.
Yeah, that's that certainly shows that there's a lot of local love when it comes to Andrew's legacy and supporting this campaign. That is wonderful. Yeah, so May 1st through 7th is the Smile Cookie Week this time around, which is very cool. And make sure and get your order in. Before I let you go, Kara, anything else that you want to pass along to the audience?
Oh, yeah. So we, our staff at Tim Hortons in Temsford, are very excited about it this year.
Excellent.
So they are ready to rock and roll and get you your smile cookies. And the community, we are telling everybody in the listening area to wear their stretchy pants.
Yes.
Very good.
Wear your stretchy pants May 1 to 7 because there's going to be lots of cookies to eat. And they freeze very well.
That's good that you mentioned that.
Note taken.
So you can eat them 365 days of the year.
That is perfect.
Yeah. We do have deliveries.
Yeah.
Excellent. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
We can deliver anywhere you need them.
Okay.
And I'd like to thank our supporters over the last 4 years. The Elmhurst has been amazing at buying lots of cookies for their guests and for their staff, which is awesome. Thank you very much to the Elmhurst. And all of our HVAC wholesalers for doing that as well. We really appreciate any support. Anybody who wants to donate anything for prizes, we are open to it, and we will definitely appreciate anything that you can do.
Perfect. Are you looking for people to help out decorating, too? Is there room to have people? And would they just go to the website and contact you? How would you like them to do that?
Yep. So we have a Facebook page.
Oh, perfect.
We are always looking for volunteers.
She's looking at me right now, guys.
We used to be able to do them in the back room, but we could only do 10 dozen at a time. And because we're trying to beat last year's goal of 18,000 cookies, we have brought production out into the front of the store now.
Okay.
So we need volunteers to keep the production lines going.
Can we just talk about how you're like, oh, yeah, we can only do 10 dozen at a time. Like,
and we have been told ours are the freshest.
Oh, they're so good.
Cookies.
That's wonderful. If you could show your local love by either purchasing, pre-ordering, maybe helping out during the week, decorating cookies and whatnot. Kara, I'm sure you would love to hear from everybody and their support. I want to thank you so much. Again, what is the website so people can get that information, Kara?
Our website is andrewslegacyforever.ca. And we also have a Facebook page, Andrew's Legacy Forever.
We'll make sure to check that out. Kara, great to meet you in person. Thanks for coming in today and telling us all about Andrew's legacy.
Thank you.
It is 8:18.